Cousin Rose and Cousin Dad, you've been great so far. I'm going to ask for your patience just a bit longer. Perhaps we could dim the lights around the room. So I'll ask Asa and Pastor Ted to do that for us. And while we're doing that, I'm going to blow out all the candles, except for one. Our scripture reading today is a relatively simple verse from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. This is the word of the Lord. Now the name of a child who would be a sign of God's faithfulness to Israel was Emmanuel. Translated into English, Emmanuel means God is with us. And when it was first spoken by Isaiah some 700 years before the birth of Jesus, the sign that a virgin would give birth to a child who would be God with us was a sign of hope in the midst of darkness. For at that time, 7 centuries before the birth of Jesus, the city of Jerusalem was surrounded by enemies, and all hope seemed lost. But God speaks to the people through his servant Isaiah and says, "Do not be afraid. For though you might be surrounded and outnumbered, this child will be a sign to you that I am with you." This is worth remembering today. That even though we might be surrounded on all sides by difficulty and sorrow, God is with us. We may ask the question, what possible good can one little child do against a world that even now tears itself apart in war and famine? What kind of sign can possibly deal with our broken hearts, our broken marriages, our broken homes, and our broken lives? What good is one little candle in a darkened room? So, thinking that this candle could not possibly be enough, we make up our own answers to these questions. We may say, Jesus is not enough to light a dark world, and seek what we think is better, a spectacular Savior who will enchant us with light and music. We may say, Jesus deserves better than to be born in a barn, and so sing, "Away in a manger, no crying he makes," as though this is one baby who would never, ever cry. Yet Jesus weeps for those he loves. The shortest verse in the Bible is, "Jesus wept," as though telling us that if there is one thing worth remembering, it is that God himself cries. Some of us here have come today because it's Christmas. And if there's one time of the year we might think about coming to church, it is when everything and everyone looks their best and brightest. If anything, we come thinking that Christians celebrating the birth of Jesus ought to look like how the shopping malls make Christmas feel. All tinsel, all glitter, all glamour. All neighborly favors in the form of buy one, get one free. All the strains of comforting music drifting in through hidden balconies behind huge Christmas trees. And some of us come today think that this service at this church should be an extension of consumer culture from which we come and in which we live. like the shepherds, watching the flock by night. The skies above us should glow in light and song, and that we should walk away nodding and smiling and saying, well, wasn't that nice? And even more, some of us will stay for lunch and sit with strangers and practice niceness with each other, and then we'll drive away nodding and smiling and saying, well, aren't those people nice? What a nice service. What a nice people. And then, there I am, watching you go, waving goodbye, but inwardly wringing my hands, as I hope that you think nice things of me. That you say to me, what a nice young man. But, if this is all we hope for today, if this is all we leave with today, that everything is nice, we will be missing something much deeper than that. We will be missing the very fact that in celebrating Christmas and the coming of God in the flesh, we will be missing the very fact that God Himself is with us, Emmanuel. It often seems like such a small thing that we miss it. It happens so quickly and so quietly, too quickly. Too quiet for we who want a dazzling spectacle. It happens out back in the stable, witnessed only by goats and sheep and a confused husband who knows this baby is not his. The mother moans. The baby screams. The cows chew their cud. The goats roll their eyes. The night presses in, cold and deep. The sign of God with us, in the form of a helpless little baby. A candle flame in the dark. Seems impossibly useless. And by extension, sometimes following a God whose brilliant plan is to send Himself in a helpless form feels useless. Innately, we don't want this kind of God. We want a God who will ride ahead of some great army. We want a God who will heal the sick and raise the dead and make sure none of us ever feel pain again. We don't want God in a manger, a candle flame in the dark. A God who suffers and a God who dies. I am not just speaking of you. I'm talking about myself. And my own wish for a savior, not a baby. Not a candle flame in the dark. The truth insists upon me. God with us is a baby. A baby who weeps. A baby who bleeds. A baby who dies. God with us. God with me is nothing like I want it to be. And this is the heart of mystery of God with us. That God with us looks nothing like what we expect. The God I want with me, the God you want with you, is a roaring bonfire at which we are all warmed, we can cook around, and around which we can be safe. But most people, God with us feels like a candle in the dark. Small and useless, like a baby in a stable. My idea of God is not a divine idea like C.S. Lewis. It has to be shattered time after time. He shadows it himself. He is the great iconoclast. Could we not almost say that this shattering is one of the marks of His presence? The incarnation is the supreme example. It leaves all previous ideas of the Messiah in ruins. In all truth, I still hunger, as do you, for an easier picture of God. I want a shinier God, a God who swoops in with His bronze, muscled arms to scoop me out of danger. But very often, as I get to know God, I'm left with a picture of God that more than anything else leaves me feeling disturbed, unsettled, because God shows himself to me as weak, as helpless, as a baby. The God I am coming to know is a God who is vulnerable to love. The God I am coming to know is a God who weeps. The God I am coming to know is a God who not only takes on the appearance of being human, but also feels our pain and our dying. The God I am coming to know is like a candle flame in the dark, sometimes seeming so small, too small, to a task at hand. Yes, there is just enough light to hope for more. May the sign of a baby is a sign to us that this God is a different kind of God. A God who willingly suffers with us. Not a God who stands far away, laughing and stroking his beard. No, this is a God who stubs his toe. This is a God who has his heart broken. A God who has family and friends who never understand him. At Christmas, we do not only celebrate a cute little baby, Jesus asleep in the hay. We remember the mystery of how God is not only with us, but how God is also one of us. The most difficult thing you will do today, you might do today, is to wrestle with God. It is the most difficult thing I do every day. What a surprise then, that as we wrestle with God, that we can overpower him. Sometimes we win. We know full well that God will throw us down and break us over his knee, but he doesn't. And he won't. Because for the sake of love, God becomes vulnerable. Becomes a child. Which God do you want? The God you make up in your head? Do you worship an image of God that is not God at all? Or today, can you, for the first time, draw near to the candle flame in a darkened room, wondering at how such a seemingly small, seemingly insignificant thing could possibly herald the coming of our rescue? God is with us. He flickers in a candle in the dark. Let's pray. Lord, would you show yourself to us as you really are? Some of us want to worship our conceptions of you. Would you gently break us of these things? You come like a baby. You come like a savior who hangs on a cross. And we despise that image. But this is who you are. For you are weakened before us for the sake of love. We thank you. We are not worthy of that. So help us. Help us to apprehend that today. In the name of Jesus, amen.